Chai Misa Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe. Titania, we learn like this. Hezid b'milav. Somebody has an off from Hegdish b'mezid. Rebbe yoyim b'misa. Yechayiv misa b'dei shemayim. V'chachomim b'arim, the chomim say no. B'yazor. It's only allowed. If you have takeout enjoyment from Hegdish b'mezid, you're only over allowed, not misa. Now, my time of the Rebbe, what's Rebbe Svar to say Yechayiv misa? Omer Rebbe Avua, goma chet chet mitruma. He has a gzera shava from truma. Just says chator by truma, and it says chator b'mezid, b'milah. Just like by truma, yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim, who are then if you nether from hegdish, yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Now, ma truma b'misa, af mila b'misa. Umino, and learn out the same way backwards. Ma truma b'kezayis. When are yichayiv misa if you eat truma? If you eat a kezayis of truma, then zahura af mila, the same halach as by mila, b'kezayis. Only if you eat a kezayis of mila, would you be chayiv misa. Ma shenken, less than a kezayis, there wouldn't be any chayiv misa. So Mila, it's opgeschlagen, it's opshat here. His opshat is that Mila, even less than a kezayis, yichayiv misa. But no, Rebbe is the one that says yichayiv misa. He only learns it out from Truma, and Truma needed kezayis. So pshita, he only chayiv misa if he needed kezayis of Mila. Umaskevlo Rapop, he answered back like this. Now this is the right Rapop was chayzer. Rapop answered back like this. Mimai. The Rebbe, Karabonin Svirulei, what's the Rai Rebbe holds like the Rabbonin? Dilma Kabashol Svirulei. Maybe Rebbe holds like Abashoyal. That what? That even by Truma, the Omar, Yeshba Shava Pruta, as long as you eat it, Shava Pruta's worth of Truma, Alpha God less for Kezayis. Even though there's no Kezayis, still Yechayiv by Truma. So Mela by Mila, you'd also be Chayiv Misa, even with the Shava Pruta's worth without a Kezayis. That's what Rapop answered back. I but Rapopu the Omar. Rapop was the one that said before, the Yama the Abashil Tati Boy. Rapop said that Abashil Gufa needs two things. He needs a Shava Pruta and a Kezayis. So how could you say now that Rebbe holds like Abashil that just with a Shava Pruta alone Yechayiv Misa, even without a Kezayis? And the Shvamina Hodabay. It's a Rai Rapop was Chayzer. And the Pop holds even according to Abashil, you only need Dafka Shava Pruta, even though it's not worse, it's not a Kezayis. So therefore it's good here, the sprites of them, that Rebbe holds Yechayiv Misa goes according to Abashil. That's what the Tani answered back. Maybe no. Maybe I would think if you're Moyel, then Mezid, maybe after being a Korban. I Ozech Yuvim Yepoter, because Ozech Yuvim Yafidik Ezayis. But by Mila, just by eating a Shava Pruta's worth, also Yechayiv. Because Rebbe learns out from Truma, and he holds like Abashil, that a Shava Pruta's worth is enough. That's why in the pasuk the chata b'shkogam said no, but mila you only chayiv the korban b'shogeg and not the mezid. So mila tzuraya clearly Rapapa was chayzim. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding the flama gimel. By in five six lines down, ma brei the rav noi omar. He learns different shot in the Braisa. Again, the Braisa before said that the Posik says by Mila, the Hegdish, the Posik says, Vichoto Vishkogo, Pratla Mezid. There's a Posik that if you're Nana from Hegdish, you have to take Hanor from a hammer that belongs to Hegdish, so Lochariz, if you do it Bishoigig, you have a Korban Mila. If you do it the Mezid, you're Potter from the Korban. We have a special Posik to say you're Potter from the Korban. The question is, what do we need a posik for? Pshita yapota. Anytime you do something b'mezid, willingly, you yapota from the korban. So he learns from the verse like this. Ma bread rav lo yom hochi komer. Lo yom omarto b'sham mitzvahs. I'll tell you no. Maybe other mitzvahs means if you eat chelev, or eat dam, b'mezid, the reason why you yapota from the korban over there, shlo yoso b'hen shein miskavin ki miskavin. Because they all have kulis. If you're not miskavin, teat chelev. If you're not mischavon to do a malachah on Shabbos, you're potter from a korban. What does that mean? Like the case of mesasik, shim nischavein lechatech es atolish. Let's say you had kavono, you had a cucumber on the ground, and you thought it was tolish. You thought this cucumber was cut off already, and now you want to go slice this cucumber, which is mutter. So nischavein lechatech es atolish. You thought you're cutting up now a cucumber that was already cut off before Shabbos. And by mistake, you come to cut the cucumber that's still attached to the ground. In such a case like that, she potter. You know, if you do this on Shabbos, you potter from the melacha. That's called mesasik. That you chayiv by shaking on Shabbos means, like, you know you're doing a melacha, just either you think today is not Shabbos, You think you're allowed to cut the fruit off the tree on you think you're allowed to because you don't know today is Shabbos, or else because you think this malacha is mutter, but you always know what you're doing. You know you're pulling an apple off the tree. Mashenkin here, you think you're cutting up a cucumber that was already cut from before Shabbos. So you think you're doing a heter, something that's mutter. And it comes out, no, the cucumber you're cutting is still attached to the ground, is your potter from the korban. That's halacha by kol Torah kula. Tiyoma b'mila, mashenkin, when you nene from hegdish, shim niskavin l'schamein b'gizei chulin. You have in your house, you have gizim, you have a wool there, that's chulin, came from your own sheep. And by mistake, you made a mistake, you took a gizim, you took the wool that came off a korban oila. That's an isimilar on it. The locher is shemoil. There's exeris hakotziv, because the posik says, v'chota pishkogom. Mashm, any type of shogig you do, any time you take any type of enjoyment away from hegdish, not willingly, you chayiv a korban. So that's the chiddush. Since Mila has the chumra dikalochem, that you chayiv a korban, even though you're masasik, even though you think you're taking your wool that belongs to you. And when you put your hand to take the wool, by mistake, your hand took the wrong wool, still you chayiv a korban Mila. So I would think, if you do Mila b'mezid, maybe you also chayiv a korban Mila, because it's a chumra dikalochem. So that's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's why I need a new pasuk. No, v'chata v'shkoga. You should know that that by mila, when you nena from hegdish, even b'mezid, you're potter from a korban. It's the same halach like always. Only b'shkoga. If you do it b'shogig, then you chayiv a korban. But if you do it b'mezid, you're potter. But I need a special pasuk to tell me that. Because without the special pasuk, I would think, since Mila is so chomer that even Masasik is chayiv, maybe b'mezid also you chayiv. Kamashma the pasuk known. If you do it willingly, you know this is hegdish and you take it to have a norm, you're potter from the korban Mila. You only chayiv if you do it b'shogig. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Amar another pshat, the same type of pshat, but he learns different pshat. What's called mesasik when you put the kol Torah kula. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Amar Hochi Kama. This is what the Braisa meant to say, that I can't learn out korban mila from other korbanos, because I would think mila is more chomer. Maybe even b'mezid you also chayiv a korban. Why? Lo yemamata. Don't tell me bishar mitzvahs by other averis. Mitzvah here means other tzivuyim we have to listen to, like not to eat chaylev or not to do malachas on Shabbos. Shekein loy mischayiv behen. You're not chayiv if you do a malacha on Shabbos, even b'shoigig. Shein mesasik ki mesasik. In the case we're not mesasik like a mesasik. What does that mean? Shem niskavin lahagibiyah satolish. You have kavana now to just pick up a cucumber that's tolish. You thought this cucumber was already picked off, cut off the ground. And it's just lying on the ground now. So you have kavana to do what? Just to pick up a cut-off cucumber. That's nothing wrong with it. There's no malach at all on Shabbos. That's mutter. That's what you thought you were doing. And by mistake, when your hand came up bringing out this cucumber, you pulled off a cucumber that is attached to the ground. She potter. Such a case is called mesasik. Because what are you doing? You're bechlal not doing a malach of cutting. You don't have das to cut anything. Your das is just to pick up something lying on the ground. As far as you're concerned, this cucumber was cut off before Shabbos. I'm just doing a maisa picking it up. That's what you thought you're doing. And while you're picking it up, you schlep along something else and you rip that off the ground. So you cut something off the ground. In such a case, you're potter on Shabbos. That's called mesasik, according to Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Hey, it's the first case will not be potter, according to him. The first case is, you know you want to cut a cucumber. You're doing a maisa cutting. Just you thought this cucumber was cut off before Shabbos, and it comes out, no, it wasn't cut off. But since you know you're doing a maisa cutting, he holds you b'chayiv. That's called a shogeg on Shabbos. What's called a mesasik, that you potter, in this case? You think you're just bringing something up. Bechlal, you don't think you're cutting anything. And while you're bringing it up, by mistake, you cut off something. That's called mesasik that you potter on Shabbos. Tiyoma b'milo, mashenkein, when you nena from hegdish, shim hoishit yodoy l'kli. Let's say a person puts his hand inside a jug, inside a kli. Lito chayfetz. You have das, you have your watch inside a kli, and you want to get your watch out of the big jar, you have a watch there. Unless you have anything in the watch. V'sach yodoy b'shem and shokodesh. And by mistake, you put your hand into the jar, and on the bottom of the jar, there was some oil there. and that oil belonged to Hegdish. And by you putting your hand into the oil now, you're having enjoyment. It's making your hands oily, which is a hanor for you. So such a case, shem oil. Yechayev a korban mila. Now, why? I lechur yivasastik. What is your kavana? You're not mechavan at all to make a ma'isa sicha, to rub your hand with oil. Your whole kavana is to just take a watch, take something out of the jar. And by mistake, when you put your hand inside the jar, since lemaisa, your hand is having hanor, enjoyment, from the oil that belongs to shemen, the lechur is that you moil. So you see, there's a chumra by mila, even though you're mesasik. But as long as you take enjoyment from mila, even though you're mesasik, still you chayv a korban mila. So then the price is good. So I would think, even if you do it bemezid, if you know it's hegdish, and still you go take that shemen and rub yourself with it, maybe still you chayv a korban mila, because mila is different. Kamashma on the pasuk, no. V'chata v'shkoga, even by milon. You only chayiv a korban if you had the enjoyment b'shegeg. You didn't realize it was hegdish. But at any time that you know it's hegdish, if you take the enjoyment, you're potter from the korban. Tashal if you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, or only alav. But a korban chatis, you're potter. The korban chatis is only b'shkoga and not b'mezid. Omamar. Now we had before in the braisa said like this. When is it possible to have chomitz that should be truma on Pesach? How do you have that? The whole Mishnah is talking about if you eat truma that's chomitz on Pesach. How do you have that? B'mafrish truma v'chmitza. The case is that first you are mafrish truma, like you had wheat, you cut off the wheat, and not chomitz yet. You are mafrish truma, you took off the 1/10 of the truma and the maisris, and now the truma became chomitz. That's the case. Avol hifrish chometz. Let's say first the wheat became chometz. You had wheat, and water goes inside the wheat, and made the wheat chometz. So if you have such wheat, now you want to make this into truma, the brice before said it's not chal. Avol hifrish chometz truma. If you have chometz already, and now you want to make a truma, is alocha divrei hakolein kedusha. That was the mishnah, that was the brice before. Everybody holds it's not chal din truma. As even though you have tevel, you have this wheat that's tevel, the wheat just got finished growing, but if it's chometz, on Pesach you can't make the truma. You have to wait till after Pesach to make truma out of it. But on Pesach you can't make the truma. For the Gemara Menohan Emili, how do we know this Yisoid? What's wrong with giving a kohen on Pesach a truma? That's chometz. Omer Rav Nachman Rebbe Yitzchok, Omer Akroa, the Pesach says, Titein loy. It says whenever you have peiris, that you have to take off truma, the Torah says, Titein loy, give it to the kohen. Now we darshan, what does it mean, titen loy, give it to him? For loy li oiroy. You can't give him something that he could only use just for burning, and not for eating. Now if you give him chametz on Pesach, you can't eat chametz. So therefore the pasuk says that can't become truma. Truma can only be something that right after you make a truma, the mitzvah is, give it to the kohen. Titen loy. Loy means to him that he can enjoy it, eat it, and not he has to burn it. Now before the braisa was going, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds chometz but Pesach is mutter barno. So even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that chometz is mutter barno, but I call upon him, eat it, you can't eat it. It's also bachila. So therefore, you can't make truma out of it. Because truma, the Pesach says, whenever you give the truma to the kohen, he has to be able to eat it. Titein loy. That's pshat this braisa. For the Gemara, is this true? Moser Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. There's a Mishnah like this. Ein tormin minatumeya l'toyra. Mitchila, you're not allowed to be torim minatumeya l'toyra. Let's say you have a bunch of wheat. That's tevel. The wheat is tevel. You didn't take off truma samaisis yet. Now, some of the wheat became tummy. Then there was water went on some of the wheat, and now a sheretz touched that wheat. So locher is that part of the wheat became tummy. And the other part of the wheat, the sheretz didn't touch, is still tor. Now, you want to take off truma. So the Mishnah says that metchila, you're not allowed to take the tomedika chitim wheat to make that truma for the Torah, for the other wheat. The yim torim, let's say b'dievet he did do it. The lacher is b'shoigig, if you were shoigig, you didn't realize it. At the time when you said this wheat should be truma, you didn't realize this wheat was tomei. The lacher is trumasa truma. The truma is chal. So now the kasher is, v'yamai, why is this truma chal? What are you giving the kohen? You're giving the kohen wheat that's tamei. So you're giving him now truma that's tameya. The locher is, what can the kohen do with truma that's tamei? You're not allowed to eat it. There's a lav to eat truma that's tameya. The only thing the Kohen could do with it is to burn it. It's mutar banom. He's allowed to use it to burn with, to heat up his oven with. So Bezer HaKasher is why is the true mechal b'yamai. Leimo b'shadash in the posik tfatsa titen loy v'loy loyroy. You have to give him truma that he can eat and not give him something that's tamei, that he's not allowed to eat the Kohen. He's only allowed to burn it. You tell him now the Gzeras HaKosiv, just like you can't make chometz truma on Pesach, you shouldn't be allowed to make a tomato truma.
Can't you eat it when he's tummy?
No, no. There's a lav. A Kohen can't eat it. No, even when he's tummy. When he's tummy, he's allowed to eat chulun that's tummy. That is mutter. But truma tomato is a lav. You're never allowed to eat it. The only thing you could do with truma tomato is burn it. To use it, have a no from it. But you're dashing a pasuk loy 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 loy. You can't make such truma. And the Gemara Lakasha, an interesting teretz. There's a chilik. The din is that the tevel had at one time be able to be eaten by the kohen. Now this chitim, this wheat, metchila when it was grown, it wasn't mekabel tumah because of its growing. A wheat, anything that's growing, mechubal karak is not mekabel tumah. So first you had to cut the wheat off. Now when you cut the wheat off before it was mekabel tumah, at that time it had a shasa kosher. You were able then to make it into truma and give it to the kohen. He could eat it then. So since there was a time that it was mutter, then we say even though later on this wheat becomes tamei, truma could be chal on it. Ma'ashenkein hocha, here we're talking about this chometz became chometz when it was still growing. Hocha lehoysa l'shasa kosher. Here that we say, if you have chometz on Pesach, you can't make a truma, means it was chometz metchila when it was growing. So there was never a time that you could make truma on this wheat. As before we're talking about the wheat. Before it became Tumeyam, it was able to make a truma. So since there was a time that you could make a truma, the lachri truma could always be chal. But here we're talking about after this wheat, that when it was growing, it was chometz. So it never had a time right to become truma. So the Gemara, Udoloi hois l'shas ha-kosher echidomi, what's the case you're telling me now, chometz is considered a case that it does not have a shas ha-kosher, there was never a time you could make it into truma teiro, kegoin the achmetz of a chuber. While the wheat was growing and still attached to the ground, it became chometz. It's possible that. It's when the wheat is still growing, when it's already kamat ripe, at that time water came on it, and let's say the wheat cracked open then, and the water went inside it, it's possible for it to become chometz. So if it became chometz at that time, you can't make truma. Truma you can't make when it's attached to the ground. Truma could only be if you cut it off the ground, and you make a kri, you make a digun, that's what's mechuyev in truma. So this chometz never had a shasa kosher. Like Rashi says, shoyis l'shasa kosher, shaniris kva l'truma kodim shenitmo. Stamals tomeyo, it's possible before the wheat became tomei, you could have made a truma. V'adil, what are we saying before? That's b'chometz shloihoyis l'shasa kosher. By chometz that never had a shasa kosher, never had a time that it could become truma. Literally menu. Why? The koydim shachal Pesach, before it was even Pesach, hoye mechuber. It was attached to the ground, this wheat was growing. The hechemetz b'mechuber. And the wheat became chometz while it was still growing. The chol zeman chibure. Chol zeman, the wheat is attached to the ground. Loy hoye royu, lochol shem truma lov. You can't make a truma. Why? The pasuk says, dereshis degon chotziv. What can you give truma? From digon cho. Now what does that mean? Mishenidgun. Once it becomes dogun. Now what is digun? Says Rashi, v'digun loshen asifa. Digun means you gathered all the wheat together, v'hamodas krihu, and you made a pile out of it. That's called digun. Now when you collect the wheat together, and you pile down, you make it smooth, the pile, that's when it's chal midiraisa to give off truma. So at that time, it was already chometz from before, so this wheat never had a time that you can make it into truma. That's the case when the truma is not chal. Mashen came to meyo, since there was a time when it could become truma, then it's chal even though it's to meyo. Freddy Gemara, Mezoi. Avol, what are you going to tell me though? Avol. Ach mitz betolish. Let's say no. Let's say first you cut off this wheat like normal wheat. Usually wheat is not chometz by itself when it's growing. So you cut off the wheat and you made a kri out of it. So the chura now this wheat could have become truma. Then later first the water went on the wheat and made it chometz. So in such a case, since it had a shasa kosher, there was a time when truma could be chal. You want to tell me hochi nami the kitchum? It's taka true right now. Truma would be chal because this wheat had a shasa kosher. There was a time when it was possible to come truma. It wasn't chametz yet. Or Malay, he answered back, enech nami yin. It's taka true. And the svar I'll tell you is a pasuk in Daniel that the gzeiras irin piskomam. Like Daniel was saying there, Pisgoma, this letter I have, comes from big people. Over Maima Kadish and Shilta. And like I asked it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chein Morim Rabbe Medrosha Kavosi. Zokta, who was saying this, Terence? This is Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachum is saying over, and they paskin like me in the base of Medrash also. In other words, you should know I'm saying a good Terence. There's such a chilek like this, that we darshan loy, for loy loy roy means you have to have such truma that's possible to become truma when the kohen could eat it. So if it was once a shasa kosher, even though later became tomei, or even though later became chometz, still the truma could be chal. That we say truma cannot be chal if it was chometz metchila. While it was still growing, it was chometz. So there was never a time that it's right to become truma. That's when the truma is not chal. And that's pshat pasuk. That's one teretz. So the Maraki Yossi Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua. When Huna Bred Yeshua came, he said another teretz. He said, Omar like this. Omar, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says by Truma,